Well, heartbreak has become a byword in this country during these weeks of horror fires. And today, at another funeral for another firefighter, a 19-month-old girl clutched her father's casket, then wore his helmet, breaking hearts all over again. Firefighter Andrew O'Dwyer was killed alongside his colleague Geoffrey Keaton, southwest of Sydney last month, when the truck they were in rolled off the road. The congregation heard from Andrew O'Dwyer's Rural Fire Service Captain, Darren Nation, who spoke of Andrew's love for his family and how he found a second family at the RFS.
I know others may be like him, but no one can be just as he was to me in our journey together. Andrew loved me. I agree. Even more than me, he loved his wife, Melissa, and his daughter, Charlotte. They meant to work the world to him. Everything he did for them. Without his daughter and his wife's encouragement, he wouldn't be the man he is today.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison was there, so too was State Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons, who presented a posthumous commendation for extraordinary service and bravery to Andrew O'Dwyer's wife, Melissa.
Andrew was absolutely an extremely hard worker. He was dedicated. He was truly loyal. I'm reliably informed by both Mel and by the brigade that he had a habit of being stubborn from time to time. He would always want to get his own way, but as they say, in a good way. He was absolutely charismatic, which is probably why he got away with it. He was very friendly. He was always open to have a chat, and people were drawn to him because of his infectious smile. A genuine, decent guy who loved family, loved brigade, loved outdoors, and loved serving his community.